shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God wants us to get to a place where we raise our expectations to the level of the promise. Not lower them to the level of the experience, but raise them to the level of the promise. You say, well, what's my promise? Well, religion says don't get too excited. Just calm down. Don't worry about it. Don't even confess those great things in faith, because if you don't get them, then you're going to be disappointed. That's what religion says. Don't you better not say that. What if it don't happen? Well, let me just ask you something. What if you confess it and you believe it and it does happen? This is how the enemy succeeds in our life. He does it by silencing us, by trying to keep our mouth shut. How many know if you look in the front of your Bible, in the very beginning of the Bible, it gives you like the whole breakdown of how you, if you got a King James Bible, it'll go back to 1611 and tell you that and how that was translated from the Latin Vulgate and how that was translated from different pieces of parchment that they gathered up. You know, when King James made a decree that the Word of God would be written, it was so that everybody in English could understand the Word of God in English. And if you didn't have a Bible, now you can have a Bible. But up until that point, nobody carried a Bible. The only people that preached that had a Bible were the people that spoke Latin. And then you had to understand Latin, or you had to have it translated so you can know what they were saying. And you had to go to the priest to get the word. Come on, somebody. Amen. But listen to me. How many of you know there was a time when the Word of God was only spoken? There was a time when there was no written word. There was no written New Testament. Did you know that Peter, James, and John, and Paul, in the first 300 years, the only Bible they had to preach from was the Old Testament? There wasn't no New Testament, because they were living it, and they were preaching it, and they were speaking it. Come on, somebody. Amen. It was the Logos Word. And now it's been written to us so we can keep on speaking. Is everybody all right? Can I keep going? Is everybody okay? David said, here's how all the heroes of the Bible operated. We believed and we spoke. We believed it and we spoke it. How are you getting to the other side? I believe I'm getting to the other side. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm getting to the other side. Now watch this. The Logos Word wraps up all of the intentions of God. In other words, it was the beginning of the Word, the Logos of God. And that Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what John chapter 1 tells us. In other words, everything that Isaiah the prophet talks about, Jesus is. Everything he prophesied about, Jesus is. Can I go a little bit deeper with you? Amen? When Jesus got here, what did he say? He said, all of the law and the prophets, that everything they've taught, that's what I am. I am the fulfillment of the law, and I am the fulfillment of the prophets. So that means that everything that Moses wrote on the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments, everything that was taught in the whole Old Testament, everything that was prophesied in the Old Testament, every law that you look at in the Old Testament, Jesus said, I'm all that and more, baby. He didn't do away with it. He fulfilled it. The law ain't washed away. It's been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, God spoke to us through the law. He spoke to us through the prophets. But now he speaks to us through his son. How many glad Jesus is talking to you today? Amen. Everybody all right? So God don't talk to people through the law anymore. It's not about the Ten Commandments. It's about the commandment. Everybody say the commandment. It's about the Lord of glory. It's about the grace of God. Matter of fact, Jesus said the whole law is summarized in this law. Let me tell you what it is. Love God with everything that you are and love your neighbor as yourself. If you'll just do them two things, you'll fulfill everything in the Old Testament. Come on, amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just do those two things, you won't break any of the Ten Commandments. You're not going to get jealous over your neighbor's cow. Come on, amen. You're not going to chase after your buddy's wife. If you'll just do those two things, come on, amen. You won't steal his car. Come on. If you love God, you won't be trying to be envious over somebody's BMW. I ain't got no help. Y'all better help me. Come on, amen. So now what does he do? God is speaking to us through his son. Jesus has become everything that God had intended for our life. So it's not just words written on white pages and red words and black words on pages that we read anymore. And now the word of God lives in our hearts. Somebody shout the word. The word, God's intentions, God's thoughts, God's ideas for us. And it's all wrapped up in a book, and it's how God feels about us. It's an instruction manual for our life that he deposits on the inside of us. Is everybody okay? You know what our problem is? We don't like to follow instructions. We get up on Christmas morning and open up the present and take it out and take the instructions and throw them off to the side and try to put it together for 3 hours. Then we get mad and go pull the instructions out of the trash and unfold it and start following the instructions. How many know, if God gave us an instruction manual for our life, that's what most of us do. We just ball it up and throw it in the corner and try to fix it ourselves. And then we find out just how broken we really are and how we don't work. And when we got done putting ourselves together, there's a whole box of leftover parts sitting over there. And we realize we need a little bit of help. So we need to go to the instruction manual. Come on, somebody. And get some word in us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen, watch this in Romans. He says this, Romans 10:10. He says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. It's about having a made up mind. It's the power of a made up mind. Somebody say, my mind's got to be made up. In other words, when you believe in your heart, when you make up your mind, you put yourself in a right standing with God. It's by faith. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And then he says this, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So watch this. How do I become righteous? I mean, if I'm ever going to receive anything from God, I got to be in a right standing with God. If the blessings of God are going to be in my life, then I have to be righteous. Come on, amen. Righteousness is right standing. That's what righteousness means. It means I'm in a right standing with God. There's nothing between me and him. God ain't mad at me. God's not upset with me. God ain't holding nothing against me. I'm right with God. How many are glad you're right with God today? Amen. So if I'm ever going to receive anything from God, then I got to be in a righteous position. You say, well, what does that mean? Come on, talk to me, somebody. What does that mean? Say, what does that mean? That means I've got to position myself in righteousness. How do I become righteous? Listen, it's not by what I wear. It's not by how I dress. It's not whether or not I go to rated R movies or not. It's not whether I drink wine or beer or don't drink wine and beer. It's not whether or not I put on too much makeup or don't wear no makeup at all. It's not whether I wear a hat or wear a bun. Come on, somebody, amen. I become righteous by believing what God has done through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is sufficient to satisfy the penalty of sin that was due on my behalf. And now, because I am in him, I am accepted and I am beloved by God. I have been made righteous by Jesus Christ. It's not about what I do, it's about what he's done. Because religion is spelled D-O, but being in a relationship with Jesus Christ is spelled D-O-N-E. Somebody shout done. Now, hold on to your seat. I'm almost done. Hold on to your seat. All right, one more. I'm going to go a little bit deeper. Is that all right? There is nothing you can do to make yourself more acceptable to God. Somebody say nothing. You can't even pray to God to get something from God. Otherwise, your prayers are manipulative. Some of y'all are just looking at me going, oh, you ain't supposed to pray. And that's God. Just hang in there with me, all right? If your prayers can make God do something, then I've manipulated God. Come on, huh?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I do not pray to get God to do something in my life. I pray to find out what God has already done for my life. So then I can receive it in my life, because God has a purpose for me. And he has a divine destiny he wants me to engage. And he has a roadmap for me to get on to get to that destiny. So that's why I pray, so God can reveal to me what he needs me to do so I can find out what I'm supposed to be. Somebody say, that's why I pray. Listen, you don't fast to get power. Somebody said, I got to go fast for 3 days so I can get power in the Holy Ghost. You can't get any more power than the power that God's already released to you. That's what Ephesians chapter 1 says. It said there's no more power to be had than the power that's already been released and demonstrated to us. It's a power that comes towards us. So you can't fast to get any more power. You say, well, Pastor, if we don't fast to get power, then why do we fast? We fast to focus our life. We deny the flesh so we can focus in on what God wants for us, because the voice of the flesh crowds out the voice of the Spirit. And if you keep following the flesh, you'll never fulfill the destiny in the Spirit. Come on, amen. You believe that today? Because everything that comes from God comes by grace. It's by His grace. We believe it and we receive it. Somebody say, I believe and I receive. So that means I believe that He paid the price for my sins. So that means I'm righteousness. And it ain't by what I did or what I'm going to do. I am righteousness because of what He did. Amen. I believe He made me accepted. So therefore, I'm accepted. I don't care if you don't think I'm accepted. I don't care if you don't think I'm good enough. I don't care if you don't like me. I'm accepted by God. Na 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 boo boo. He loves me. He accepts me. Failures, faults, and all. Good days, bad days. Somebody shout, He loves me. And not only does He love me, and not only am I accepted, but I'm also holy. Oh, you just sound like you're full of yourself. No, I'm telling you, I'm holy because He made me holy. Somebody shout that, amen. I don't care what you think, I am holy unto righteousness. He said that. He said, I am sanctified. Somebody say sanctified. So guess what? I believe Him unto righteousness. And watch this. With my mouth, I make confession unto, somebody say unto, salvation. Somebody say salvation. Now, how many of you know this morning, salvation ain't just about going to heaven when you die? I mean, that's the main thing. Because this life is like a wave tossed in the ocean. That's all we got. We're like a wave and it disappears. Life is fleeting. Your life, compared to eternity, is a blink. So the big deal is salvation unto eternity, but that's not all it does. Somebody say, that's not all. What we've done is we've reduced salvation to come to Jesus and go to heaven when you die. But how many know there's an assignment that's attached to salvation? That word salvation is the word zozo. Everybody say zozo. It's an all-inclusive word. It means it includes everything. It means God has provided for everything that you will ever need in your life. He's made a way of salvation. He's fulfilled it for every person that calls on the name of the Lord. Salvation includes your marriage being whole. Salvation includes prosperity. Salvation includes your health and your healing. Salvation includes your job, your blessing. Salvation includes everything that the kingdom of God has promised you for your life. Somebody shout, I'm saved. So being saved is not just about saying some sinner's prayer and holding on until Jesus comes to rescue you out of your mess. I'm here to tell you today that He's already rescued out of your mess, and you need to learn how to walk in faith and embrace Him in the place of limitless power and overcome the mess that's been trying to take you out, because He's given you everything you need to overcome. He's already made you victorious. So how many know in the natural world you got to die in order to get an inheritance, but in the spiritual world He died and you can get your inheritance right now. You ain't got to wait to go to heaven to get your reward. The kingdom of heaven is already advancing. It's already moving. It's already been delivered. The kingdom of heaven was delivered on planet earth when Jesus Christ said, it is finished. It's been released unto us. And how you engage the kingdom is entirely up to your faith. Praise the Lord. So you don't have to die and wait to get, you don't have to wait till you die to get your stuff. You can get your stuff while you're alive. You can overcome now. You can be healed now. You can walk in favor now. You can have joy now. You can have peace now. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Peace that passes all understanding. You can have it now. Now. Somebody shout now. That's what salvation does. It brings heaven's resources. Because I believe on God and I confess it with my mouth. Now watch this, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. Is everybody all right? I'm going as fast as I can. Deuteronomy 30, 11, it says, for this commandment for which I command you for today, it's not mysterious. One translation says this, it's not way off somewhere, and it's not hard to be understood, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will send it to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Watch this. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. How many of us have ever said, boy, I really hope the big man upstairs can get me something to help me get through this day. Huh? He said, no, 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 no. What I'm about to tell you is not hard. It's not difficult. You don't have to ascend to the heavens to get it. You don't have to cross the ocean to get it. It's not way off somewhere over yonder or up yonder. You don't have to fight your way to get through to this power. The limitless power of God is available to you. You ain't got to swim across the ocean and overcome obstacles to tap into this power. He said, no, this word is very close to you. He said, in fact, it's so close to you, it's in your mouth and it's in your heart. The answer to what you need is in your mouth and in your heart. Somebody say, my mouth. It's in my heart. That means if you can take what God has put in your heart and ever get it out of your mouth, it'll give you what you need to go through whatever you got to get through, and it will place on you the limitless power of God to overcome every circumstance, every trial, every pressure, every stress, every time you don't understand, every time life don't make sense, every time it feels like it's been flipped up down. He gives you what you need in your heart. Somebody say, it's in my heart. Then he said this, he said, I have set before you today life and death, good and evil. And then he says this, if you don't know what to choose, let me help you. Choose life. Just in case you don't understand, choose life. He said, how do I choose life? I choose life by believing in my heart and speaking with my mouth. Why? Because we got the same spirit of faith. Now listen, if I was the devil, I wouldn't be trying to take your stuff. If I was the devil, I wouldn't be coming after your car, after your house. I wouldn't be trying to get you to mess up on your bills. If I was the devil, what I would try to do is to get you to shut up. And if I was even better than it just getting you to shut up, then I would get you to open up your mouth and be negative. If I could trick you into talking yourself out of your own blessing and out of your own favor, if I could just, I don't even care if you show up for church every Sunday, as long as you sit on the back row and don't worship, and as long as you don't shout hallelujah, and as long as you feel as bad as you did when you got there, I really don't care. Just keep your mouth shut. If you're going to say something, make sure you gossip. See, if I was the devil, that's how I would do it. Amen. Because the devil knows the minute that you begin to declare that you are the head and not the tail, you are above and not beneath, that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, that no weapon formed against you can prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, you shall vindicate it. Come on, somebody. He knows that the joy of the Lord is your strength. If he knows you will confess that I can do all things through Christ who has given me that strength, then how many of you know the Bible says when you do that, you resist the devil and he begins to flee from you.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, We offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.